Blog Talk Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, good afternoon, rodeo fans. That's right, it's Making Eight Outreach, and we are back on the ranch talking rodeo with you. We're ready to kick things off just momentarily here. We got a lot to talk about tonight. We're going to kick off, talk about some PBR action. We got some CBR action. Big news coming down the line in the CBR. Got a little bit of PRCA action, and we'll talk about anything you want to talk about. 646-915-9940. That's right. That's our call-in number. Get on the horn. Give us a call. You can also tag us there on Facebook if you want to jump on over there. Leave us a comment. Tell us something that's going on in your area. We'll broadcast it live on Making8.com. Rodeo fans, it is Friday night. We're kicking things off with the Making 8 Outreach back on the Ranch Radio Show. Y'all stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
Hi, this is world champion Rob Smets, and you're listening to Making8.com. Be there or be square.
But it's burning a hole right through my pocket and into my
This is Ross Hill, professional bullfighter, 2008 world champion, Muscle Shoals, Alabama. You're listening to Making8.com, so get a grip.
All right, welcome back, rodeo fans. That's right, you're listening to Making 8, and we are back on the ranch. Talking rodeo with you, 646-915-9940. That's our call-in number. Jump on the horn, give us a shout. Let's talk some rodeo. Starting things off now, rodeo fans, I got to tell you, we did not really set out much of an agenda tonight. We wanted to bring you this show on our special Friday edition here. You know, we're going to talk a little bit about rodeo. We got a little bit to talk about outside of the rodeo business. You know, we just want to know what's going on in your area. So make sure you get over there and give us a call, 646-915-9940. You know, I guess we'll kind of start things off with a little bit of the PRCA action. Earlier this week, got word that in-country television. Now, you know, I really had not heard of in-country television up until this week, but you know, apparently it's a new broadcast. They do have on DishNet as well as DirecTV. If you're looking on DishNet, it's on channel 230, and DirecTV is channel 344. Sounds like this is something that's coming down the air. In-country television is going to be broadcasting some of the PRCA events. I think that is fabulous. It's going to be entertaining, to say the least. They've got a lot of talent there that's going to be doing the announcing for it. And, you know, they have got a great team. You know, starting things off, they've got six-time world champion all-around cowboy Larry Mahan. They've also got looks like PRCA announcer Tim Fuller. And also they've got Miss Rodeo Virginia, Charlie Wacker. And then now that I guess you could probably call him the mouth of the South. Now he is in Texas. We still kind of consider Texas a little bit of the South, but you know, we're talking about Pro Rodeo Hall of Famer bullfighter Rob Smith. So congratulations to that entire team, especially Rob. I know that he was really praying and hoping that he would be able to get that position. So congratulations to him. And, you know, I look forward to seeing him out there. You know, he definitely has entertained us over the last year, you know, being able to be a part of his event in Las Vegas, as well as him coming down here to Florida a few times. So it was really entertaining to hear him do the announcing live at the events. Look forward to being able to catch him on TV. And it looks like they're going to start things off on March 6th. Airing the San Antonio Stock Show in rodeo. So that's going to be really entertaining to watch. Followed by April 10th, they'll have a rodeo Austin. It looks like they're doing one show a month there, maybe two, just scanning down their schedule of events. But if you want to, go check it out. It's going to be located at prorodeo.com. You can stop in there and see all the information about it. But looks like it's going to be really entertaining, and I look forward to it. You know, we just recently moved, so we don't actually have the cable hooked up yet, but you can bet your bottom dollar we're going to have the Dish Network so we can get number one versus and watch a little bit of the PBR and in-country television so we can watch some of this PRCA action. So definitely look forward to that. That's just one of the big things coming down the air, you know, within the PRCA. They're trying to do a lot of good things here. You know, they got a lot of things going on. Ty Murray and Hightower were in Sports Illustrated this month, so congratulations to those guys. You know, starting to get the word out about rodeos, and, you know, that's really entertaining. You know, it kind of hit me today after watching, I'm sure if any of you have watched anything to do with the news or with the Olympics, you'd see that there's a gentleman, a 21-year-old, competing from the country of Georgia, and was killed in the luge today. And, you know, it was actually kind of surprising that you were able to actually see the accident happen. It's pretty graphic, you know. I was kind of shocked. Somebody who's worked in the emergency field looking at that, I went, wow, man, I don't know if I want my kids seeing that. But, you know, they say that rodeo is a dangerous sport, which it is, you know. But at the same time, you know, so is any other sport. And, you know, just kind of put a statement on it. Granted, you know, it doesn't happen very often. But, neither does it, as you know, if you're looking at the event in comparison to the amount of events that we do throughout the year. So, you know, I mean, it really kind of raises some questions about that. You know, I mean, are we as dangerous as most every other sport? Is there any other sports that are as dangerous? I think just about every one of them are, you know, if you're not taking the proper precautions. So it's unfortunate for him, tragic way to start off the, you know, the Winter Games, the Olympic Winter Games up in Vancouver. But, you know, it's part of the sport. And I'm sure that, you know, I mean, in his death, you know, it was something that he enjoyed doing. So, rodeo fans, like I said, we want to get your questions, your opinions, your comments about things that are going on in the rodeo world and then some. If you got something going on, you know, heading out to a big country concert, whatever, give us a shout. Tell us what you think about it. 646-915-9940. You know, I kind of like slip down myself and watch a little bit of the opening game. So if we don't get them callers, we're definitely going to jump out here a little early. You know, we got to get up bright and early in the morning, go head out and head back into the city and do some work for a while. But anyways, rodeo fans, we're going to slide on down, take a short break. You're listening to MakingEight.com. We are back on the ranch.
Get a grip of MakingEight.com. This is Chaz Fish, the local bullfighter and air personality for Making Eight Outreach Ministries.
Faded old blue Wranglers, dusty cowboy hat, pair of scuffed up boots upon your feet, can of pork and beans that you open with your knife. It ain't much, but it's all you've got to eat. You think of what your daddy said, if your money should run low, just call, I'll send you bus fare to come home. But you're just too proud to take it, and home won't be the same. Now you've had a taste of rodeo. You set out on the road to seek your boyhood dreams, satisfy that hunger in your soul. You wouldn't turn back now, even if you could. You were born to follow. Money's gone, except the $20 bill, but that's your fees to enter old Cheyenne, and all that's in your favor is you and your tribe, and a deep, gnawing, desperate need to win. As you step out on the highway with your thumb up in the air, in your mind the promise has been made. If this way of life don't kill you, or you don't starve to death, you swear you'll be the champion someday. You set out on the road to seek your boyhood dreams, to satisfy that hunger in your soul. You wouldn't turn back now, even if you could. You were born to follow rodeo. Faded old blue Wranglers, dusty cowboy hat, pair of scuffed up boots upon your feet, can of pork and beans that you open with your knife. It ain't much, but it's all you've got to eat.
Wine. I play guitar, she plays with my mind. I'm wrong, she's always right. She's breaking me in. I like bars, she hates crowds. She's shy, but I am loud. I say wait, but she says now. She's breaking me in. Bucking bronc at an old rodeo. But breaking me in. Well, she's hot and I'm cold. She stops when I wanna go. I say yes, but she says no. She's breaking me in. She wants to leave, I wanna stay. She likes to read, but I like to play. She says a week, but I say today. She's breaking me in. I used to be as wild as a bucking bronc at an old rodeo. But she wasn't scared to ride. She got her grip and said, let him go. She did. She's breaking me in. She's breaking me in. Play guitar, she plays with my mind. I'm wrong, she's always right. She's breaking me in. Yeah, she's breaking me in. Yeah, she's breaking me in.
You know you work all week just to make a call. Sometimes you can't ride them at all. But I'm booked in and I got to ride that train. When I get down there in that shoe, can't stop thinking about all that looting of a road. Loady, 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 cowboy, bordering on the insane. That's why I eat the cheeseburger, drink the six pack, take a dime on the kill of pain. 30 to 50, just think of all I'm into it. Don't go about it all on the road. Yo, the only cowboy bordering on the insane. Yeah. Cobwebs, I think what's going on. Feel like all my circuits are blown. Can't remember my number or even my name. You know, beer too now, be fine. Know it's worked every other time. And I'm a roadie, 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 roadie cowboy, rolling on down the line. And that's why I drink a cheeseburger, eat a six pack, take a dog on the field of fame. 30 to 50, just think of all I live through it. Don't go about it all on the road. The old, the cowboy, bordering on the insane. Big bucking range. Hey, I'm born someday you have fame. When you open up that gate and that bull roars down like a runaway train. Here's the road, the old cowboy bordering on the insane. And that's why I eat cheeseburger, drink a six-pack, take a dive on the kill of fame. 32 bits and just think of all through it, so don't go about it all on the road. The old cowboy bordering on the insane. Yeah, and I eat the cheeseburger, drink six pack, take a dog on the kill of fame. 32 bits and just take a ball by the
talk about it all out the road. Rodeo, the only only cowboy. Rodeo, the only only cowboy. Rodeo, the only only cowboy. It's the border and I don't need.
I'm rocking Robbie Hodges, Coors Man in the Can, and you're listening to Making8.com.
All right, welcome back, rodeo fans. That's right, you're listening to Making8.com. We are back on the ranch talking rodeo with you. 646-915-9940 is our call-in number. You know, just scanning down here, checking out some of the CBR action. Got to tell you, you know, it was pretty entertaining to see some of the CBR sponsors jumping on board. I was really impressed. Early this week, the big announcement, Cinch is now one of the primary sponsors for the CBR and doing the, I believe it's going to be the Cinch Tour. You know, that's going to be really good for the organization, for the association of the CBR. You know, so they've really kicked off. They've got their CBR Horizons Tour that started off this year, and now they've got their Cinch CBR Tour. So that's going to be really great for them. Looking forward to seeing a lot of their events this year. A lot of them are going to be televised, and, you know, they've got a lot of good things going on. I was, you know, really happy to see what they've got going on. But looking down, you know, it looks like they signed a deal with I believe it's Komen. It's going to be Riding for the Cure. So another great opportunity for them. We're able to get another sponsorship there. And Evan Williams Bourbon jumped on board today. So great job, and congratulations to the CBR for getting some good sponsors on board there. Look forward to, like I said, seeing a lot of their action coming down the way. So, you know, the rodeo fans, you know, the rodeos are hot and heavy, and, you know, they're getting pretty pretty wild right now. I mean, we've got a lot of events coming down the line, and, you know, we're going to jump in and talk a little bit about the PBR action coming up. You know, they got a lot of events. They're going to be in Oklahoma starting tonight. So look forward to seeing that. And I've been pulling up to see the live coverage, and I'm not getting anything just yet. I'm not even getting any blogs or anything, so I don't know if they're going to have it on their website or just what the deal is with that tonight. So anyhow, rodeo fans, 646-915-9940 is our call-in number. Well, we want to hear from you. We want to know what's going on in your area. We want to sit back and talk a little bit of rodeo. You know, we'll talk Western. We'll talk anything country. So if you got something you want to talk about, shoot, jump on the horn, give us a call. We're also on Facebook, so if you want to jump over there and give us a message, you know, if you're not one for getting behind the microphone or on the telephone talking, you know, like I am, I'll tell you what, I'm pretty bad about it. I love jumping on there, and it's hard to get me off sometimes. So, you know, we'll sit back and keep you on the horn as long as we can, I'm sure. So, anyhow, rodeo fans, we're going to slide on down, take another short break. You know, give you all a chance to get on there and give us a call. 646-915-9940 is our calling number. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Okay, this is Frank Newsom, and you're listening to Making8.com.
Of clothes, free and easy down the road I go, hanging memories on the highline poles, free and easy down the road I go, free and easy down the road I go. Up. Sunshine on me like a big spotlight. smoke, free and easy down the road I go. Can't take it with you when you go, so free and easy down the road I go. Someday I know it's gonna take me home, so free and easy down the road I go.
I was laying around town, just spending my time, out of a job and not earning a dime, when a fella steps up and he says, I suppose that you're a bronc rider by the looks of your clothes.
Well, you figures me right, I'm a good one, I claim. Do you happen to have any bad ones to tame? He says, I got one, he's a bad one to buck. You're throwing good cowboys, he's had lots of luck.
He offers me 10, he says, I'm your man. The bronc never lived that I cannot fan. The bronc never tried, boy, never drew breath that I cannot ride. Daily stars plumb to death.
Well, he says, get your saddle and I'll give you a chance. So we hop in the buckboard and drive to the ranch. And early next morning and right after Chuck, we step out to see if this outlaw can buck.
Well, down in the horse corral, standing alone, was an old caballo strawberry roan. Had a little panniers that touched at the tip. He had a big 44 brand upon his left hip.
He had spavin old legs and he had pigeon toes. Little pig eyes and a big Roman nose. You necked and old with a long lower jaw. Well, I can tell with one eye he's a regular outlaw.
I got the blind on him with a terrible flat. I cinched on the saddle and I girded it tight. And then I stepped on him and I pulled down the blind. Look out, boys, he's gonna unwind. He bowed his old neck and I'll say he unwound. He seemed to quit living down there on the ground. Went up to the east and came down to the west with me in the saddle just doing my best.
Well, he's sure a frog walker and he heaves a big sigh. He only likes the wings for to be on the fly. He turns his old belly right up to the sun. He sure is a sunfishing son of a gun.
He's about the worst bronco I've seen on the range. He could turn on a nickel and give you some change. Came down on all fours, turned on his side. I don't see how I kept from losing my hide.
Well, I lost my stirrup and I lost my hat. I was pulling at a leather just blind as a bat.
With one phenomenal jump, he made a high dive and set me a-winding up there in the sky. I turned 40 flips and I come down to earth. Sat there cussing the day of his birth.
Well, I know that there's ponies that I cannot ride. Some of them living, they haven't all died.
But I bet you $10 ain't no man alive who can stay on old strawberry when he makes his hide die.
Yeah. Hey, this is Alan Pippen, and I'm hanging out here in Las Vegas with Making Eight.
All right, welcome back, rodeo fans. That's right, you're listening to Making8.com. We are back on the ranch talking rodeo with you. You know, before we get too far into it, rodeo fans, I want to kind of give you a heads up and talk just a few minutes about this guy we had on our show last year a little bit. And the guy got so fired up, he decided, you know what, I want to show him my own. And we're talking about Ross Hill. Now, this guy knows how to run his gator, man. This guy can talk and loves to do it. He is entertaining to listen to and just a lot of fun to be around. He debuted the Ross Hill Hour last week and was real entertaining to listen to and be a part of his show. Really enjoyed it. But, you know, him and I sat around and talked, and be honest with you, rodeo fans, he's coming back again. So y'all stay tuned to MakingEight.com. You're going to hear real soon the Ross Hill Hour on a regular basis. He's trying to get some things situated so he can dedicate a good time where you, the fans, can tune in and listen to him and know when his show is going to be coming on. So y'all stay tuned. Make sure y'all jump on there and hang on with him. So he's going to be real entertaining. Look forward to having a lot of guests, speakers, and a lot of his rodeo buddies, and that guy travels all over, so he's got a lot of them. Good guy to be around. So anyhow, rodeo fans, while we have a few minutes, we're going to slide on down and take some callers. Look like we got one on the line now, so see if we can jump on over. Now, before we do, I know that this guy, just talked to him on Facebook, says he wants to call into the show. He's tried a couple weeks in a row to get on our show, has not been able to do it. I feel really bad, not sure what quite was going on with it, but, he's getting really upset. So we said, you know what, let's dedicate this time to him. So, rodeo fans, we'll see if we can get this guy on the air for finally. Hello, Megan 8. Well, you know what, we lost him again. Telling you what, there's something going on here with this guy. Maybe he is just not meant to be on the radio. Hopefully we can get him back. Had him on the horn. I'm not quite sure what we had going on there. But, all right. Well, you know, we'll give him a chance. If, we can't get him back on the horn, I definitely apologize. His name's Chad, and definitely want to send our best out there to him. Chad, if you're listening, man, get back on the horn with us so we can get you back on the line here. And don't hit any of your buttons. Y'all just relax. We'll get you on there, I promise. 646-915-9940 is our call-in number. If you want to jump on here and talk some rodeo with us, we'll be happy to take your calls. We're going to slide down. It looks like PBR is just about to get underway over there in Oklahoma City. They got some of their pre-event stuff going on. Like I said, we do not have cable, so we cannot see the rides. And, you know, it wouldn't make a difference anyways because they're not airing it till tomorrow night on Versus. So, we're going to kind of go through and see what we can see here with some of the riders. If we have enough time, not sure if we're going to do it or not, but we're certainly going to try. So, rodeo fans, that's what it's all about. Sit back, talk some rodeo with you. You know, the Iron Cowboy Invitational is going to be coming up on the 20th, and, they're going to have the top 24 riders. This is going to be a really interesting an event. I'm kind of curious to see how it's going to play out, see if it's going to be something that's going to be beneficial for the riders, if the bulls are going to perform to the, to the best of their abilities. Some of them are going to be run through twice. So it's going to be really interesting to see how this whole thing's going to be played out. There's no doubt in my mind that it's going to put both the bull rider and the bull to their limits. It's going to push them to their limits, see what they, what they can handle. A lot of these guys are going to be getting off a bull, then turn around and getting right back on another one. So, we've seen it in a lot of rodeos where they may, take their re-rides then and whatnot, but it's going to be entertaining to see how the whole event plays out. They got 24 riders, and they got some of the best bulls down there. But Oklahoma is where they're at this weekend, and I'm curious to see how that whole event's going to play out. Just looking at it, it says they're going to have some of the widest variety of bulls. They're going to have a bunch of three-year-olds there. They're going to have some world champion bulls there. So really ought to be entertaining. And speaking of bulls, it looks like, they came out with kind of their February power rankings for the bulls so far. So Voodoo Child looks like he is definitely bringing it to the buck and shoots. I mean, this cat knows how to do it. Been watching him for quite some time here. Voodoo Child, really entertaining to watch. But it looks like he's going to be in first place. And then Uncle Buck is followed up in second place. Code Blue in third, and then Pinball Wizard in fourth. So You know what? Got to tell you, Jeff Robinson is really bringing the Bulls because two of his Bulls are right there in that top four. So, you know, really, really entertaining. You know, and that brings up another note, too, is, you know, Chicken on a Chain had bucked out this past event in North Carolina. And, you know, that counts for his 90th or over 100. Excuse me, over 100 buckouts that are recorded, and he also got over a 90-point ride on that. So, you know, congratulations to the owner as well as Chicken on a Chain. You know, that bull has been around for quite some time and definitely knows how to get the job done. So, I got to tell you, that was really, you know, it's really entertaining. So, anyhow, rodeo fans, we're going to slot on down. Looks like we're going to try to jump in, take another short break. You're listening to MakingEight.com. We are back on the ranch.
Hi, this is Brian Corson, and you're listening to MakingEight.com.
Amarillo by morning, up from San Antonio. Everything that I got is just what I've got on. When that sun is high in that Texas sky, I'll be bucking it to county fair. Amarillo by morning, Amarillo, I'll be there. They took my saddle in Houston, broke my leg in Santa Fe, lost my wife and a girlfriend somewhere along the way. I'll be looking for aid when they pull that gate, and I hope that judge ain't blind. Amarillo by morning, Amarillo's on my mind. Amarillo by morning, up from San Antonio.
I got a jug of peach moonshine, and I'm going fishing later tonight. Just me and my woman, yeah, in the pale moonlight. And we won't care when we get there if the fish don't bite, 'cause we'll make love out there on that cool riverbank. Yeah, we'll make love knew what she wanted to do. We made love out there on that cool river bank. Yeah, we made love and listened to those willows serenade. Yeah, we made love.
My car broke down, I ain't got no money, stuck out on the road.
5-time world champion Rob Smets. You're listening to Making8.com.
All right, welcome back, Rodeo fans. That's right, you're listening to Making8.com. We are back on the ranch. Looks like I'm just reading some of the blogs coming up for some of the pre-event of the Built Ford Tough Series here in Oklahoma coming up starting tonight. It's going to air tomorrow night on Versus. Checking things out. Looks like they're talking to Wiley Peterson and Cody Lostro as well as Galerami Marchi. It looks like all three of them will be in Dallas for that event coming up next weekend. One guy who is not is going to be Luke Snyder, which is I don't know if you'd really even count the Iron Cowboy. They're only taking the top 24 or certain 24. So it raises the question. Should that really take away from the 275 consecutive Built Four Tough Series events? Who knows? But your questions or comments, Rodeo fans, that's what the show is about. 646-915-9940. And got to tell you, I apologize. We tried to get this guy, Chad, on our line with us. He's tried for the last couple weeks. But, we heard it click over, and we did the same thing a couple weeks ago, and it's like we don't get anything. And I don't know if he's got his phone on mute or if he's trying to talk to the computer or what the deal is. But apparently he's having some issues over there. Apologize to him, but got to tell you, not a big fan of the language that you're popping up on Facebook. So you know what? If that's the kind of language that's going to carry over with the potty mouth, hey, don't bother calling the show. That's what it, it's a family show, and we want to promote it that way. So, Chad, unfortunately for you, man, I'm not sure what's going on with your phone or how you're working it. I know we can get anybody else to call in without issues. So, hey, Budro, that's what it's about, man. Better luck next time, and maybe there's another show out there for you to call in on. So, Rodeo fans, looks like they're getting ready to get this Built Four Tough Series underway here tonight, and we're going to try to slide down and watch some of the highlights as well as some of the opening games for the Olympics. So, Rodeo fans, we're going to kick back, play another song or two. We don't hear anything from you. We're going to get on out of here, break down a little early. You're listening to Making8.com. We are back on the ranch. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Brian Corson, and you listen to Making8.com.
I was snapping out Bronx at the old Flying U at 40 a month of plum good buckaroo. Well, the boss comes around and he says, "Hey, my lad, well, you look pretty good riding horses that's bad. You see, I ain't got no more outlaws to break, but I'll buy you a ticket and I'll give you a stake. It riding them baddens, well, you ain't so slow, and you might do some good at the big rodeo." While they're putting the bull in the chute, I'm strapping my spurs to the heels of my boots. I looks that bull over, and to my surprise, well, he's a foot and a half in between his two eyes. On top of his shoulders, he's got a big hump. I cinches my rigging just back of that lump. I lights in his middle, and I lets out a scream. He comes out with a better, and the rest is a dream. Well, he jumps to the left and he lands towards the right, but I ain't no greenhorn, I'm still sitting tight. The dust starts to fogging right out of his skin. He's waving them horns right under my chin. That sun in his belly, he couldn't be beat. He's a showing the buzzards the soles of his feet. He's a dipping so low that my boots fill with dirt. He's a making a whip of the tail of my shirt. He's a snapping the buttons right off of my clothes. He's a bucking and a bawling and a blowing his nose. The crowd starts to cheer him on me and that bull. Well, he needed no help. Well, I had my hands full. Then fence to fence, rowing and weaving behind. My head went popping, I sort of went blind. He starts in high diving, I lets out a groan. Then we went up together, buddy, come back alone. Up high I turns over and below I can see. He's a pawing up dirt just a-waiting for me. I can picture a grave and a big slab of wood saying, here lies a twister who thought he was good. I know this is something don't seem can be true, but the brand on his hip was a big blind U. When I landed he charged, but I got enough sense to outrun that old bull to a hole in the fence. I dives through that hole and I want you to know I ain't going back to no big rodeo. And straddling them framers, you can bet I'm all through. I'm a sore footing it back to the old flying U.
All right, welcome back, rodeo fans. That's right, you're listening to MakingA.com. We are back on the ranch talking with you, talking rodeo, 646-915-9940. No luck tonight in getting those callers, so guess what, rodeo fans? We're going to shut it down. Appreciate y'all tuning in to MakingA.com, and definitely want to make sure y'all tune in with us next week. I believe we're going to have a show on Monday. Going to talk about some of the weekend highlights. We'll talk about some of that PBR action that's going on. We'll talk about some of the, you know, the PRCA, CBR going on. Want to thank our sponsors as well, B-Bar-B Buck and Bulls, as well as Winding Trails Ranch. Make sure when you're over there on MakingA.com, you slide on over and check out their websites as well, especially if you're looking for a good horse or interested in getting into some Buck and Bulls. Let me tell you, they got some really good ones there. And they are well worth the price of admission. So definitely make sure y'all do that. Rodeo fans, want to thank y'all for tuning in. Make sure you check up with us and find out when the next Ross Hill show is going to be. Got to tell you, we got some good things in store for Ross Hill, and I know he's got some good things in store for you, the fans. So until next week, I believe it's going to be Monday when we're back on the ranch, rodeo fans. Y'all get a grip. Happy trails. We'll see you then.
This is Wrangler National Finals rodeo announcer Roger Mooney. When you get ready to get a grip and get explosive, get all of your bull riding info on Making8.com. Tune it in, rip off the knob, and let's get hide, hump, hooves, and horns. Making 8 is a winner.
So tonight
the man from down under, Brendan Clark, put a hurtin' on the hammer. And J-Dub, your heart's girlfriend, sang the Star Spangled Banner. With his cross clear, got him standing for the hometown Louisiana crowd. And Sean Willingham's blue chaps represent the old dirty South. So tonight I'm going out and drinking, hanging out with my friends. And Sonny Leopard's playing the after party again. Well, old Chris Shivers only knows one guitar chord, and that's fine. We got Sonny Leopard playing the after party.
Hi everybody, this is Dusty Tuckness, 2009 NFR Bullfighter, and you're listening to MakingEight.com.